join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
50 ladies attended the luncheon that day. They all share at least one incident in common, for each of them has experienced what it is to wake up one morning and realize she is starting a new chapter in her life as a widow. We don't even want to think about that chapter, those of us who are happily married. Yet the fact of the matter is that 3/4 of the people who are living at age 75 are women. That means most of us women will know what it is to live without our husbands. Yet, rather than depressing me, these women inspired me. They call themselves GALS, which stands for Get a Life, Sister. I saw them using their gifts and time and resources to bless others. Some have a ministry of prayer. Some minister to elderly parents. Many are using their influence to impact the lives of their grandchildren. All are living with precious memories, not getting over grief, but getting on with living life in a meaningful way. Dee Green is such a person. For many years, she worked alongside her husband, Paul, in ministry. Then, with little warning, Paul was with the Lord. At first, Dee didn't even want to live. Then God spoke to her heart and reassured her that He had a plan and work for her to do. I don't know how many times I've called on Dee for help when a friend of mine lost her husband. "Dee, would you have lunch with her?" I'd ask, and Dee would always respond so beautifully. Dee knows how to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. She herself knows well the one the Apostle Paul calls the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Thanks, Dee, for reaching out to others who need you. You are an inspiration.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.